fine, so. Anyway, I feel overly qualified for tonight's theme, Lost and Found, because anyone who knows me knows I lose everything. From keys to my mind, I am your expert. In fact, I am so good at losing things that I lost my own story that I was going to tell tonight. I have am overly analytical. I overthink everything. I am incredibly self-critical. And I have been dreading this day. That's the moment Melissa asked if I would speak. And I have like gone upways and sideways of, lost and found, literal, like things I've lost. I'm looking to you for like moral support. sorry, Amy. So physical things I've lost over the years, and I was like, well, shit, it's 7 minutes, I don't have enough time to disclose all of the things I've lost. And then I thought, okay, metaphorically speaking, lost and found, whew, that's there aren't enough therapy sessions in the world to go through that with everyone. And I really dreaded the term lost and found. Like, I don't know what the speaker is, but it's haunted me for 2 months almost. And I really, like, it had a really negative connotation. And as I processed lost and found, it's kind of turned positive. And I thought, okay, I can do this. Like, life, you know, we say life is a junk show. That's a term. Honestly, now I feel like life is a lost and found. It is one big lost and found. And that has been, I guess, my biggest takeaway for myself this week through all the dread of speaking tonight in front of you fabulous people. And the universe, provided, I'll say that, this week. So I've had a lot, like COVID, tore a lot of us up. And in my role at the chamber, community facing, I've been in recovery, honestly, since that time. And we've had a lot going on personally with my family and my partner, and every day is a struggle. And I know for a lot of us, it's that way. Renee Silvis told me to keep talking through the crying. So. My memoir, probably, really. But this last week, I was touring Teton County with some other Blaine County representatives to kind of, I guess, information share about communities that are rural, but in these, you know, high growth periods and limited resources, and how we can connect and learn from each other. Really great week, being with other people in similar situations to us, and also in my position. So that was empowering. So last week was great, but I was on the road all week and exhausted, and there's a lot going on at home. So I get back, and of course, in true Lindsay form, overcommit to seeing family, friends, everything in Boise. And I get home, start the week, Sunday night and Monday, and then Tuesday, I'm also trying, like all of us, it's like, you gotta eat well, you gotta self-care, work out, like, becomes this process, and then that becomes stressful in itself, so it defeats the purpose, you know, the classic. So Tuesday, I meet my friend for a walk, and I'm like, okay, self-care, doing great. And then it's like, let's get a drink. I'm like, perfect, that need that too. we go to Forrester's, and I'm having a drink, and then I see some community members and that I really admire and respect, and I haven't been out very much. So it was really cathartic to have the conversation and kind of cut the bullshit, sorry kids in the audience, and have like a real conversation. And I'm an empath, so I carry that weight with me. So we're having this conversation, I leave it, and then in the midst of all that, my friend who lives in Round Valley says, I have an appointment with her the next day to get my lashes, because self-care. And I had a meeting at the county courthouse, and so, you know, it's a twofer. And then she's like, hey, can you pick up our groceries? You forgot. So I go to Albertsons. Well, I'm not good at apps, really, and I'm not good at, like, I never ordered online. So I don't know where to back up to get into Albertsons. It's a, well, not a junk show, it's a lost and found. So I back in, and this really nice young man comes out, and of course he oohs and ahs over my dog, so I was like, bonus points, we're good, even though I was like right at the cusp of 8 p.m. when they're closing. And he hands me the pen, I have to fill things out, basically everything but your blood type, to pick up groceries, like your driver's license, your address, everything. And I don't know, maybe it was because it was picking up for my friend. But he hands me the pen, and I'm like shaking it, and I'm like, okay, well, it's not working, so I grab my own pen. And then I hand everything back to him, and the pen had exploded all over my hands. And I should have been like, note to self, like, shit's about to get real with the exploded pen. And hand it back to him, and was like, hey, here's a store it pen I got at the post office. Like, it's yours now. So he has a new pen. I take off, and I stop by my house that I rent in town because a bear had gotten into the trash can. And this is like so my life every day. But Lakeshore Disposal had not come. I don't know why. I set it out. They haven't come for probably 2 or 3 weeks, so it's old trash. Not just like new trash, but old trash. And not only that, but it snowed 4 inches. So it's trash on, there's snow on trash. So it's like extra special. And I'm literally on the ground picking up the trash. I put my car keys in my pocket of my coat. I went to get my car keys to get into the house to get a trash can and some gloves, and there's a hole in my pocket of my coat. So I picked up all this trash, and now I gotta dump it back out again to find my freaking car keys. And I'm on the ground in the trash, and I was like, this is my life. Like, this is it. And I did chuckle to myself. Luckily, Brian came and helped me out, and after an hour of looking by myself, and I dumped that trash can out 2 more times. So now third time's a charm. Not in there. Brian and I are like at our wit's end. We're kicking around the whole, like my whole property looking for these damn keys. And I realize, like, even if I don't find the keys, like, it's going to be fine. I call someone. They emerge in July in the driveway. Like, I'll find them eventually. And we found them. We both kicked at the same time, and my car beat. We're like, okay, like, don't move. One of us has the keys. And honestly, I hoped it was me, but it wasn't. It was Brian. And so Brian won, and they were smashed up against a piece of ice. And we found the keys, and that's it.